Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome back to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. And indeed, it is a busy weekend here in Tucson, as we've got none other than the Festival of Books going on at the University of Arizona. And it's my pleasure to grab him away from all his duties here today at the festival, and that would be Bill Viner, one of the founders. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Zara. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure. And we've got such commotion and activity and guests coming. It's 10 o'clock hour, of course, and going to go on today until 5:30, and also tomorrow from 9:30 to 5:30, right?
Absolutely. We're excited about the crowd and hope everybody comes back out tomorrow.
That's right. Really, we'll do that. Well, Bill, the Tucson Festival of Books, I understand that you and your wife were two of the founders. How was it you came about the idea? Where did it all start?
Well, Zara, my wife and I have been involved in a number of community events, but we hadn't done one for some time, so we were actually looking for something to do. So we have very good friends in Los Angeles who had for years talked about the LA Times Festival of Books, and they said, you need to come over and look at this event. So we went over and we got very excited about it. It's huge. I mean, the LA Times Festival of Books draws 140,000 people in 2 days. But we looked at that and you said, you know, we can do this in Tucson. Maybe we'll start off on a little smaller scale. But we think that it is something that the community would embrace. And it's something that Brenda and I wanted to do. We wanted to do something that was educational, that children could benefit from, and we certainly like the whole literacy aspect of it. So with that in mind, we went out and tried to get a group of people together, and we were very successful. Bruce Beach joined us from Beach Fleischmann, and then we went to the University of Arizona and talked to Frank Farias, who was the director of the bookstore, who we'd done some other things with, and he got on board. And then John Umanik at the Arizona Daily Star was very excited about this, and they had talked about a similar project but had never really gotten it off the ground. So with those core people, we moved forward. We formed a steering committee. The steering committee is made up of about 12 subcommittees. And those subcommittees have approximately 200 people that work year-round on this event.
My goodness. And again, this is just the second one this year, so I had to smile when you say the LA Times one was as big as it was, and they've been doing it for years. And little town Tucson, but hardly little town effect, because last year you had how many thousand people came?
About 50,000 people.
To the first time ever event. That's
exactly.
Extraordinary. And during the mix last year, were you all standing back kind of in awe of what was snowballing during the time?
You know, there was a lot of excitement. There's no question about it. I mean, last year I can remember sitting kind of in the same position, but wondering if people were going to show up till about a half an hour before the event. And then we started getting the calls from the campus police and the Tucson Police Department. The traffic was backed up. And so we knew we were into something pretty good. And Zara, the community has just embraced this event. I know all of us that have been involved, and it's certainly not the Bill Viner show. There's lots of people that have done this, and it's not just the other founders. It's all the volunteers and all the authors and the sponsors that have really made this possible. And people like Diamond Children's Hospital, who stepped up and has been our presenting sponsor this year. Last year was UMC, and of course it's Diamond Children's at University Medical Center. So they enable us to put this on for free. The entire event's free. Just like today, when people come, they're not going to be charged for parking. There's no admission fee to any of the presentations. So that's a big plus.
I think that's important for us to realize that, and by the way, I understand there's almost 200 exhibitors as well that are going to be presenting, but it's what's going on all the conference rooms and business and display areas too on campus. You've got a full repertoire of schedules of special presentations. Perhaps select a few to enlighten our listeners.
I'd be happy to. This year there are 300 presentations.
Oh,
and that includes 60 workshops. So if you're an aspiring writer, you can come learn from some of the best authors in the country. Some of the things that are very exciting, you know, we have three authors that we're very proud to have back this year. We have a number of authors back, but J.A. Jantz, Elmore Leonard, and Luis Alberto Urrea, as well as, well, actually there's four, and Charles DeLint are back this year, and with them they've brought other authors.
Wonderful, yeah.
So that's terrific. And then we have a lot of new authors this year. We have Philip Margolin, Alice Hoffman, General Anthony Zinni. We have the editor and writer from The Onion. We have Larry McMurtry and Diana Osana.
And they're going to do a special session, right?
They are. They're going to do a panel together, so you can expect that they'll talk about everything from Brokeback Mountain to their newest screenplay, which is an adaptation of Larry McMurtry's 2000 Bones Lick. So that'll be very exciting. I know that'll be a sellout, as well as a number of other sessions. C-SPAN was with us last year, you probably remember, and you can see them out on the mall again this year. And they're going to tape live 7 sessions this year. They always do nonfiction. So they looked at our author list and they said, gosh, you guys have great authors this year. There's 7 of those sessions that we want to do. So we brought them into the Gallagher Theater, spread them out both on Saturday and Sunday. And we're very excited. Some of those are terrific sessions that they're going to be doing.
Well, to be able to navigate 300 presentations, even make a selection, or 60 workshops, we want to encourage our listeners, if you aren't in your car already on the way down, or if you don't have an iPhone where you can get on and mobily look at that, you want to go to TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org from today, 9:30 until 5:30 both days. And you can even type in a search engine, any topic you're interested in. And there's also something for every age involved that you've got on the schedule.
That's true. I can't remember if I mentioned this to you, but we have a huge children's area, and within that children's area, there's a storytelling venue, there's a children's entertainment area, there's what we call a story blanket, there's also a teen and family area, and this year we've actually expanded that family entertainment area to include what we call the literary circus. And it's a group from San Diego that come over, they're actually circus performers, I think there's 9 or 10 of them, and they perform to in costume to various literary stories. So I think on Saturday they're doing Alice in Wonderland. Today they're doing Alice in Wonderland. Tomorrow they'll do another one. So they'll narrate the story while the performers act, and that should be very, very fun.
So actually this may not be just a one-day visit for those of you who are listening. This could be double days to come and enjoy back-to-back. And also you've got, of course, the full complement of not just entertainment and books, but also food services and beverages, too.
We do. There's 9 local restaurants, so nobody will go hungry, Zara.
That's right.
There's plenty of food out there, and I can smell it right now. There's great things from Beyond Bread to Zevis to Frost. I mean, for all appetites, so you can take a break during the middle of the day, kind of get re-energized, and then go see a couple more presentations.
Well, I understand you this year have got 400 authors that are here, come to Tucson, and we enjoy that additional business that they bring into the local hotels and venues as they enjoy their stay here in the sunshine instead of the snow and everything else around the country. But I also know that you have a waiting list of authors to come this year. Did that take you by surprise?
To some extent, but I think that the authors really enjoyed themselves last year. Yeah. I think the community treated them exceptionally well, and they probably, I'm not sure what, if they knew what to expect when they got here last year. So I think they thought it was extremely well run, very professional. Of course, being on the university campus is a perfect setting for this event. All the venues are first class. A little bit of a surprise, but we were hopeful that it would happen, and they brought their friends, so it's terrific.
Tell us more about this engine that you've got behind you that made this all happen. I mean, in fact, you mentioned, usually when anyone starts out and tells me that they've got a steering committee of 12 and additional 12 subcommittees, that you can kind of feel this bureaucracy coming at you, but I don't get the sense at all that's been the case, because it's been fueled by so much energy and joint commitment of the outcome for the event.
No, I think that's very true. I think the people that are involved in this are very committed for all the same reasons that I mentioned earlier. I mean, I think they're interested in literacy. They're interested in literary events. They're interested in education. So it was easy to pull together those type of people that we thought would be committed and would have the energy to pull this off. And you know, I mentioned earlier the University of Arizona, Frank Farias, who the director of the bookstore, and John Umanek, and a number of people from the Arizona Daily Star staff. And these are people that are not here in name only. These are people that are hands-on working at the meetings. John Umanek comes to every steering meeting we have. There's one a month, first Wednesday of every month. It usually lasts 2 or 2.5 hours. He's there. He has input and ideas. And I think he's as excited as anybody about this event.
That's great. Well, I know that one of the things that your team has done is kept, this is, even though it is a two-day event for a year, but that does require year-long planning and the energy and public relations and keeping the community tied together. I know you had a wonderful series of newsletters that came out, and I picked up on one of them that talked about really at the core that this festival is about giving back, and particularly in the areas of supporting literacy. And I know right there on the banner that last year $200,000 went back to the community to help literacy programs. Talk about some of the breadth and touch from really the proceeds of this great event.
Well, we're very fortunate to raise $200,000 and be able to get back to the community. And we partnered with Literacy for Life and Reading Seed and, of course, the University of Arizona. And all those agencies touch a vast number of people that are trying to improve their education there. So they're reaching out to all ages, from infants to adults, in terms of improving the literacy in this community.
And if I might comment, I was not familiar with the two in particular, the Literacy for Life Coalition. The little comment here is this organization is working collaboratively. The members of the coalition are finding new and innovative ways to ensure literacy is a top priority of both policy and decision makers, donors, and the general public. So that's a very strong collaboration. And then Reading Seeds to help children specifically in Pima County.
Correct. They go out into the schools, mentor, and actually read to children on a regular basis. And I think you'll find people of all walks of life, professionals, retired people, that have taken up this cause with Reading Seed. And I think they have 1,500 able volunteers that do that on a regular basis. So they're a great partner also.
That's right. And in fact, again, for those who just joined us, we have Bill Viner, who's one of the founders for this weekend's Tucson Festival of Books that's right going on at the University of Arizona Mall in the campus area. You can read more about it at tucsonsfestivalofbooks.org. In fact, you might want to go out there and look first before you get in your car and come over, because there's such a wide and diverse selection of speakers and workshops going on. Comment a couple about the workshops. So they as well are intended to appeal to all generations and different interests, correct, Bill?
They are. And, you know, we call on these authors to do multiple things. So not only will they do a presentation or a panel, but we ask them to share some of their expertise and experience with people who perhaps want to enter the writing field. And we also bring agents and lawyers and publishers and editors to talk to people in these sessions, so they really can understand from the ground up what a writing career might be all about.
And do you have a sense of the 400 authors that are on the docket for this weekend? How many of them are first-time authors?
You know, I don't have those exact numbers, okay. But I think we probably have 30% that are repeats, so we have about 70% new authors. It's 65 to 70% would be my guess.
That are new from the first show, and then even first-time authors, that this could be a venue that they're actually launching some of their early books to.
That's true. I think they're some of the most excited authors, Zara, the people who have just come out and published their first book, and maybe some of those people haven't been to a book festival or maybe haven't spoken to many groups, and especially not when they're getting somewhere between 100 and 600 people at a venue.
Well, and also in a friendly environment like Tucson. I think that would be, we all have to be proud in our town and also the Southwest, that I would think to go and debut your book at a bigger festival, while you might think you're getting broader exposure, I suspect you wouldn't get nearly the friendly touch to get.
I think that's absolutely right. We're a great community. We should all be very proud of it.
Very proud of that. The children's area, I remember last year reading the thing that took everybody by surprise. One of your events, it might have been one of the reading events, we're expecting 25 to 50 children, and it was 150 children. So some of the lessons learned then from last year to this year from a planning standpoint.
You know, it's interesting because we didn't make that many changes. I still think there's things that we're learning every day and that we'll do a better job of, but I can't think of anything where we really stumbled in terms of the first year, which is pretty amazing. But, you know, we didn't make any big changes. We just went out and kind of got a little bit better organized, tried to improve our process in terms of authors and committees and whatnot. But, you know, there really wasn't any one thing that I said, you know, we've got to change this. I think we've added some new things that I've mentioned to you. This year, you know, you come to the festival today or tomorrow, and you can go online and give us your comments on a survey so that we'll know exactly what you thought about authors or a particular session or, you know, what restaurant you liked or what one you didn't like. So there's some new things like that that we're proud of, and hopefully we'll continue to add those as time goes on.
So you've mentioned a couple of the big name authors that are coming back, and that actually they're coming back from having been here the first time. Any one particular set that are special to you that you personally are excited, given your own interest in literature and poetry and the like?
You know, I'm kind of a mystery reader.
Ah, okay.
So I read for escape a lot. You know, my mom used to always tell me, it really doesn't matter what you read, just you need to read. So I read a lot of different things, but I'm very excited about the lineup of mystery authors that we have from, you know, I especially like Robert Crace. He's a new face here. Philip Margolin. I'm very excited that Thomas Perry chose to come back. You know, he's published 13 or 14 books. He does a great job. Peter Leonard, which is Elmore Leonard's son. Actually, Peter Leonard, Thomas Perry, and Robert Dugani, who's a relatively new author also, are speaking together in a panel, and I know that'll be a very, very good one. And there's a number of other writers. There's, you know, if I talked in terms of, to you a little bit in terms of subjects as opposed to authors, for instance, there's a couple of sports panels with Mark Frost and Cincinnati's former Red pitcher Pat Darcy, who are going to talk about Mark's book Game 6. And there's Lee Montville, who's also written some sports stuff, and I think on Babe Ruth and some other sports legends that'll be very interesting. There's a couple panels on human rights. Mm-hmm. One is on this fellow David Badstone, who's talking about actually slave trade or actually the selling of humans in today's world, which is kind of unbelievable. And then there's another one called Humanity in Prison. So there's just there's all sorts of subjects. There's something for everybody. And I tell everybody that one of the things you need to do when you come to the book festival is not only go see the authors that you like, but pick out a subject that you like. Go hear some authors you've never heard speak, you've never read any of their books, and I'll guarantee you'll find an author that you want to learn more about, that you'll probably want to pick up their book and read it.
Well, and the exciting part of it is the people are going to be accessible. I mean, actually, the opportunity to mingle and to shake hands and get some autographs on those books, that's a once-in-a-lifetime.
It's great. I mean, after the authors present, it's exactly what you said, Sarah. You get to, the authors go to a signing area, you get an opportunity to actually meet, converse with them, have them sign your book, exchange some stories about, you know, one of the characters in one of their books. So it's great. And every session usually has a question and answer. So the authors or the panels will usually speak. The moderator will ask questions for maybe 40, 45 minutes, and then they open it up to the public so you can ask questions, you know, that you've been thinking of or wanted to ask an author for a long time.
That's lovely. You know, you speak about those moderators and all these different sessions. As you can imagine, folks listening in, that the tremendous amount of volunteers this takes, but what a great experience for someone to get the chance to moderate a panel with very famous, you know, world-class authors.
It's very fun. And this year we have 120 moderators.
And did you put them through any sort of training, or is this sort of we're just winging it, or they had to?
No, you know, we send them out some information.
Before, right?
We give them some questions to ask and things like that. But these are educated people, and they pick it up very easily. And, you know, they either came from recommendations or people that somebody on the committee knew. They're just very excited to be involved.
That's great. Well, likewise, again, remind everyone here, it's going on as we're speaking, the Tucson Festival of Books, and it's here down at the University of Arizona on the Mall. You can look at the website, TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org. I also remind you that if you can't make it today, you can make it tomorrow. And also on that website, which is active all year round, there's always a way that we can be part of this festival and donate the festival site, the Friends of the Festival. I know you appreciate probably donations all year round in anticipation of future planning, correct?
We do. If you're here at the festival, you can go to any information booth. There's a Friend of the Festival container. You know, however small or large you'd like to do it, you know, we would certainly appreciate your support. And like Zara said, you can go online and become a Friend of the Festival. If you're here, though, you know, If you make a donation, we'll give you a free poster from the festival or a button from one of your favorite authors.
There you go.
One of the things I could mention tonight, after the festival's done, if you're not too tired, go to University Boulevard in Main Gate Square, grab a bite to eat, and then at 7 o'clock on a giant outdoor screen provided by Cox Communication, John August, who is the screenwriter for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Big Fish, Go, and a number of other popular movies will be there to introduce his film. It's free of charge. You can sit out under the stars on the street, watch the movie, watch a little bit, stroll around, but I think it'll make for a very fun evening.
Well, and like you can see, and of course, yes, last evening you had a gala event as part of the fundraising, and also with a wonderful MC from the Arizona Star, Dave Fitzsimmons, who's had the pleasure of coming on our show. He made a lot of fun last April Fool's Day, as a matter of fact. So the involvement across all sets of our community is so important here.
Right. I agree. And you know, we're just excited to be involved. And you had said earlier, you talked about the volunteers. It's over 1,000 volunteers are going to be involved just in this weekend. So when you see somebody walking around in one of those volunteer T-shirts, make sure you walk up to them and tell them how much you appreciate the work that they're doing to help bring this to the community.
That's very good. Well, again, Bill Viner, thank you so very much for joining us here, representing the founding organization and team that's pulled together the Tucson Festival Books here at University of Arizona, 9:30 to 5:30, continuing on here today, Saturday, also tomorrow. And we're going to look forward to getting those rousing statistics at the end of the 2 days, Bill, as you probably plan the third through how many will come in the future.
Well, we hope this is here to stay, and we're certainly working towards that. You know, just one other thing, and I know we're running out of time, is that, you know, this is our second year. We're already, you know, in the top 10 in terms of book festivals in the country. I actually think in terms of size, we're in the top 5. But it's all because of the Tucson community, their love of books, their love of literary things, and coming out and supporting this for literacy. So thank you, Tucson.
You betcha, and as well, for all of us that are parents or have the vestige of the youth of today, take them down there, even if they just enjoy walking around and looking and getting that feel of what literature can mean, every single form of it, from poetry to mystery, as Bill said, his favorite, to current events. So with that, again, Bill, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll continue here with our show as we've got 3 of the featured authors coming up in the next hour and a half.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Change is chaotic, that is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.